Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. Nobody but God can take credit for his rescue during an intensive gunfight in which police shot dead three of his kidnappers in Kabeja, said U.S. Pastor Josh Sullivan in a televised interview. He said the police officer who found him unharmed in the back of the kidnappers' vehicle after the shootout on the 5th of April had looked shocked to find him there and had asked him if he was the American pastor. At a debriefing with the FBI and SAPS the next day, the police officer said to him, "I know you are a praying man because we were lost when we found you," Sullivan told WBIR-TV in Knoxville, Tennessee, USA on Friday. He said he had learned that the police officers had been following up a tip about a suspicious vehicle in the area that night. They had been on their way to a different address when they took a wrong turn. Then they pulled into a driveway to turn around. They had no idea that it was the driveway of the safe house where Sullivan had been held captive for the past 6 days. At that very moment, the three kidnappers were driving from their garage to the gate, which had just been opened for them by two accomplices. The three kidnappers jumped out of their vehicle and started firing on the police, who returned fire. The two accomplices fled at the time. Sullivan, who had had a hood over his head since he was abducted on the evening of the 10th of April while he was preaching in his church in Motherwell, Kabeja, said he had laid down in the back of the kidnappers' car just praying while about 20 gunshots rang out. Explaining how God had precisely orchestrated his rescue, he said the kidnappers had spent time cleaning the house before leading him out to their vehicle, apparently with the intention of collecting ransom money and dropping him off somewhere. On the way to the vehicle, he had tripped on stairs twice, hurting his knee and requiring about a minute of recovery time before he could get up from one of his falls. All of these details contributed to the deadly confrontation between the kidnappers and police taking place at precisely the moment the kidnappers were about to drive out of their gateway and the police arrived on their driveway by accident. At the time of the shootout, his wife Megan, who had been staying with their four children and two children they were hoping to adopt in a police safe house in another town, had just got everybody to pray together. They had all begun to sing hymns and pray at almost the same moment that a gun battle was going over my head, he said. At the same moment, there were different stories, I can tell you, with Jeremy Hall that I mentioned with the negotiation. Something else that was happening with him, something else that's happening with the police, said Sullivan. I don't want to undermine the work of the FBI or the SAPS. I don't want to undermine the work of my wife who worked so hard, but I didn't save myself, my wife didn't save me. The police were there at the moment, but they can't even take credit for it. They were there by accident. There's nobody that can take credit for what happened. God performed a miracle that night. I don't know why he chose us. There are a lot more skilled people he could have chosen. But I just believe he did all that so we could continue to get the gospel told to those who haven't heard, he said. Sullivan told the interviewer that during his six-day ordeal in the safe house, he shared the gospel with two of his three kidnappers. One had shown interest and asked questions. The other listened but showed no interest. All three kidnappers had entered eternity a lot quicker than they probably expected, he said. I have no idea where they are, I can't say, but we are all going to be faced with entering eternity one day. Life is quick, he said. During the interview, Sullivan said that after his release, he was shocked and grateful to learn how many people all over the world had been praying for him and his family. He said he was deeply grateful for the time he and his family have been granted to rest and recover from the trauma and to enjoy quality family time in the U.S. But he said they were also sad to be away from their church ministry in South Africa and looked forward to returning to continue their ministry. The Sullivans have been living in Kabeja for 7 years. They felt called to serve the Xhosa people and learned the language during their first 2 years in SA. They had planted a church, Fellowship Baptist Church, in Motherwell, a township in Kabeja. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.